Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dimitri speaking. How can I help you?
Hey there. I was on your website and I just had a quick question. you're showing like a 50% discount on one of the websites off Facebook, so it's like $69. But once you fill out the application with you guys, you still have to go through the federal background check, right? And that's what, like $100 or something like that on top of that? Or
right.
Is your $69 inclusive of everything?
The $69 is for the certificate. Do you already have an account with us?
You know what? I don't know if I have it with you. I went through all the steps of this. Sorry, I've had too much coffee this morning.
You're fine.
It was through Virginia non-residents, and so I figured it was with you guys. I mean, it all sounds similar, except now you're going through New Hampshire instead of Virginia, I guess. But I don't know if I have an account with you or not. You or not. Can you look it up by phone number or email or something like that?
Provide me with your zip code, please.
66212. It's Kansas.
And your name, please?
I'm not sure what you... If you've got it, it's either R space Keith Hyde or Raymond Keith Hyde. Or just Keith Hyde. It could be any of the above, depending on how I felt that day. Usually I do R as the first initial, and I use my middle name. So, like, it'd say R. Keith or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not saying your name. Did you already get charged? Anything like that?
No, I didn't get that far because, well, that's not correct. I paid somebody, I don't know, $40 or $50 a couple of years ago. And they sent me back a application to fill out, and I just never got around to filling it out and sending it back into the vets.
Let me see here. Provide me with the last four digits of the card that was charged.
Oh, crap. I've had people hack my account since then.
Okay, provide me with your last name.
H-Y-D-E. Like Dr. Jekyll?
Mm-hmm. That's it? Okay. And what was your name? Your first name again?
Either Raymond or Keith. Or R. Depends on how I fill it out. And Raymond would be R-A-Y-M-O-N, but usually I use Keith. That's my middle name.
Just trying to find that here. I'm not saying anything. I don't think you may have half one with us. If you don't, you say you did this like years ago?
Maybe. Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
Do you remember how much you got charged for it?
50 or 60 bucks, maybe. $40, $38 for some reason is popping up in my head. I don't know. But at the time, I didn't realize I was going to have to still send the feds more money and all that stuff. And I'm a truck driver and I work at night. I never got around to doing it.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not seeing anything here.
So what's the $69 for that you guys are charging if I'm still having to pay another $100 to the feds?
What, do you say that one more time for me, please?
What's the $69 charge for? I mean, what does it do, seeing how I still have to pay the feds another $100 on top of that or whatever their fee is?
Okay. Ours is like you pay for the certificate first. The complete training, things of that nature. Once you complete that, there's another step process you have to go through.
All right, well, maybe I'll just dig up the old paperwork, see if I can figure that out. I have no idea where it's at, but anyway.
Okay, well, is there anything else I can try to help you with?
Nope, that's it. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thanks.
Thank you.